We're talking about further education fees. So fees for going to university. If Stormont can't find the money to fund them, it could be that going forward they could cost $6,300 per year. Kieran, good morning.
Hi, Tommy. You all right?
Not too bad. What do you think?
Well, when I went to university back in 99, we just missed out the cut where there were no fees and you got a grant plus student loan.
How much was your loan for, Kieran?
At that time, I think it was about $3,000 a year, roughly about $3,000 a year. And where are we now? 15, 16 years later, and I'm finally paying it off. I had a great time at university and I got to make great friends and all that stuff. So it was a great life experience, but it's taken me a long time to pay that off. And if people have to now sort of find £6,000 a year and then perhaps take another loan, maybe not, just let's say $3,000 a year, so that's maybe $9,000 a year. It's going to take them a hell of a long time to pay that off. The jobs in Northern Ireland aren't there unless you come out in a profession, you know, medical, legal.
So what did you study, Kieran?
I studied music.
And what do you work in at the minute?
IT.
So did your degree, your university, in terms of education, did it help you to get a job?
It didn't. I retrained after leaving university because I didn't want to go into teaching, and so it was a natural thing. If you were doing music, that teaching was a career that a lot of people chose. It wasn't for me, so I spent a few years retraining myself. You know, holding down a day job, studying at night, doing exams. So it probably got me an interview, plus the work I did myself to get a job. Now I've been in IT for about 12, 13 years, and I've managed to have a very good career over the last 10 or 12 years, but it's taken me a long time to get to the point where I can clear my loan and earn a good amount of money.
The reason I ask, Kieran, so you went to university to do music. Did you intend to get a job from that? Was it a degree that you picked because you wanted to go to university as opposed to you wanted that qualifications to get a job at the other end?
I think it's a bit of both. So I thought that maybe I might end up in a full-time career in music. As I went through the university course, I sort of realised that it probably wasn't going to be for me, a full-time career in music. So I thought it was best to finish out the degree and sort of do what I can afterwards rather than going back to the start, you know, going back to the start of another three-year course, taking on more debt. I just didn't have the appetite to get into more and more debt. I think I left with about 18 grand worth of debt.
18, and you've just paid that off, did you say, in what, 15 years later?
Yeah. So, you know, I think my reason for phoning in really is to urge people to think very long and hard about getting into that, you know, into more debt at a young age. It's very easy to take these loans and, you know, we hear about it's free money and it's the lowest value loan you'll ever take. And that might be true, but it does come at a cost.
How much were you paying off then per month? Or is it dependent on what you're earning?
Yeah, it's salary dependent.
But it had an impact on your life in terms of, you know, that financial burden that was there until you paid that off many years later.
Yeah, it was there. And, you know, you don't declare it if you're going for a mortgage and things like that, or you didn't at the time, but now mortgages start looking at affordability rather than earnings. So, you know, that appears on your payslip. And when you go to prove to the banks that you've got X amount coming in, they're going to ask you about the student loan. You know, it's an outgoing payment. It's coming out of your salary.
There are some, Kieran, that would say you should have thought more about what you wanted to do before you signed up to do a degree that was going to cost you 18 grand, which when you finished you then didn't use and you had to retrain in something else.
Yeah, and that's a valid point. Hindsight's 20/20 vision, isn't it? You can look back and say that. At the time I was 18, everyone was going to university. All my friends were going, and that was the thing that I was strongest at A-level, therefore I went and done it. At the time it seemed logical. So you're entitled to your point of view, and at the time I thought it was a good idea, but, you know, looking back, maybe stronger career advice, maybe something else, you know, the world of work rather than academia might have been more appealing, but at that time, everyone was going to university. It was a done thing. So you sort of jump on the bandwagon, so to speak.
Stay there, Kieran. Mark, what do you think?
To be honest with you, he kind of emphasises my point that I believe students should have to pay their fees. You see, the word loan is a really bad term. It's not really a loan in the sense where it doesn't come into the same context of other loans. You know, it's not a high rate of interest. You don't have to pay it back until you earn the money. You know, why should I have to pay for that guy going to university to study music and not using it? You know, I believe the system we have at the moment is perfect. I have a member of my family, and she's studying, she's in her PhD year, and she is working really hard. And she's from a low-income family, and she's working really, really hard. And she's going to earn a lot of money one day. And when she earns the money, she'll pay back her fees. And I'm really proud of what she's done. And the system we have at the moment works for that. You know, one of your callers earlier was stating that the amount of working-class people that are going in to further education university-wise since the system's been brought in has went up. Because it works, you don't have to pay back this debt until you can justify paying it back. If you're in a job and you're earning 15 grand a year, I don't know what the threshold is, but or 12 grand a year, you're not paying this money back. When you start earning 40, 50, 60 grand a year, you're way above what your average person's earning. Why should the likes of me on a low income, you know, why should I have to pay for somebody on a high income's fees to go to university that got them there?
Well, now, Kieran, right. Kieran, there's a question for you. So you ended up, fair enough, maybe it wasn't your fault, but maybe some more thinking beforehand. You did a degree which you didn't then use. Would you think that someone else should have to pay for that? Should it have been free, Kieran?
Well, I think you cover, there's a couple of different points there. You know, there's a whole, you know, many years ago, education wasn't viable for people that were from working class backgrounds, and I was from a working class background, so I was going to go to university. I think my point really is that if you're going, then it should be for a worthwhile course, and you think long and hard about it. And if there's fees associated with that, you know, I have no hesitation in paying for fees. If, you know, if I think that my family will benefit, you know, they're doing the right course and it's the right thing, and they will get benefit from it.
Okay, a couple more calls on this. Tommy, good morning.
Good morning, Danny.
Tommy, go ahead.
It's something that isn't mentioned in any of the debates I've listened to on this subject is the fact that the interest is still accruing during the period of time from you take your loan out. Now, students, when they go in there, they decide upon what career they want to go into and they study for that. But at the end of the day, you talk about promises of 30K plus per annum. There's not that many jobs, particularly here in the province, paying 45,000. But I've had two sons and one daughter through university at the moment. Two of them went to Scotland. The fees in Scotland are 9,000, over 9,000. That was at Harriet Watt. And so far, well, one of them is actually paying off the loan now. But the length of time, that interest is still accruing each year. And it's never mentioned.
It's a lot of money.
Oh, no, it is. And people talk about they study the earlier college that he studied music and he thought that was what to go for because he excelled in that subject. Absolutely. But how many people actually finish up in the career that they study for? Because quite often they go into a career in the same.
Well, that's what Kieran was saying. He went into music and didn't actually use his degree in the end. Tommy, thank you. We'll go through a couple more here and then we'll move on. James, good morning.
Good morning. For me, there's a fundamental question. And Stephen Barry tipped on it. Nobody has debated it. We segregate our education at primary and secondary level. We don't do it at university level, which is great. We don't segregate health. We don't segregate all the other things. Why is education the bastion of segregation? That means we waste millions and millions of pounds. We want 85 million. Integrate education, you'd have it overnight. Now, it would take time to do it. I get that. But why do we still segregate education in this country? No other country does it. So any comparison we make to the UK, Ireland, wherever else, is irrelevant.
I think that's a whole other debate on its own, James. Jim on the line as well. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Vinny.
I don't know where James, that phone of James, I think he needs a new phone for Christmas. That sounds like he had his head in a box. Jim, go ahead.
Good morning, Vinny. Yes, I listen to the programme with great interest. Most of your contributors state that education should be free at the point of use.
Well, there was a mixture of response there, but some people did believe it should be free, yes.
Yeah. Now, my point is, say, for example, it is free, the taxpayer is paying for it, they all graduate, and then the next month after graduation, they all go to different parts of the world. So wherever they go to, whatever country they go to, they've got a plus. They have qualified people that it didn't cost them a penny. whereas we're losing money because we educated them, but we're not getting the benefit.
But they don't all go abroad, Jim, and some people come here from different countries as well. So is there not a bit of give and take there, no?
No, no, it's a principle that, you know what I mean, you're going to get free education that the taxpayer has paid for, and then you get up and away you go.
Okay.